On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net, giving you one feature and one song straight from my iPod, highlighting cool stuff to listen to that I went out and found so you don't have to. And we're back for episode number 5 of On the Podcast for the first week in February 2008. And this week we have kind of a special episode. It's going to be the very first all music episode of On the Podcast. And because I'm so damn indecisive, there's going to be a supplemental episode that I'm going to drop in the feed that will be episode 5.5. There was just too much good stuff out there from this band, and they have been wonderful enough to tell me that I could play anything I wanted to, so I'm gonna. So get yourself settled in, because after this promo for Mer Lafferty's Playing for Keeps, you get to meet the Waylon Jennies.
Hello, I'm Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. If I learned anything from my movie True Lies, I've learned that terrorism is scary. And Seven City has its share of terrorists. They are called supervillains. And we need your help to find the sneaky super terror villains. Everyone should be vigilant. Take notice of your surroundings and report suspicious items or activities to local authorities immediately. If you see anyone exhibiting these telltale signs, smiling slyly at the villain's success, stealing candy from a baby, anyone calling their basement an underground lair, tying someone to the railroad tracks, twirling their mustache while laughing maniacally, or any other activities denoting a questionable moral fiber, please call the City Committee for Anti-Heroic Activities at 919-794-8498 or visit playingforkeepsnovel.com to report any villain sympathetic acts. Remember, only you can prevent terrorists and the supervillains.
Welcome back, everybody. As I said before, today we're going to talk a little bit about the Waylon Jennies, who you can find at www.thewaylonjennies.com. Who are the Waylon Jennies? Well, there are a couple of different answers for that. The easiest one is that they are three of the most amazing female voices ever to grace the stage or record an album. Right now, they're currently in what a lot of people are calling version 3.0, and are currently made up of multi-talented multi-instrumentalist Ruth Moody, Nikki Mehta, and the newest Jenny, Heather Massey. Also, they've thrown a terribly talented musician into the mix in the form of Jeremy Penner. He may not be a Jenny, but at least it starts with a J. So, the very first time that I heard the Jennies play was on A Prairie Home Companion, which is Garrison Keillor's show that comes on National Public Radio, or more specifically, Minnesota Public Radio, on Saturday evenings. I've been digging through the internet all day trying to find when that performance was and what was played. In my head, I seem to remember them playing a track from their first full-length album, 40 Days, called Heaven When We're Home. This may or may not have happened, and if it did, it would have been in Waylon Jennies version 1.0, which featured Ruth Moody, Nikki Mehta, and Carl Love. Probably not the case. But I like to live in my imagination, and my parents say that I made up most of my childhood anyway, so it's as good a place as any for me. Regardless of what that song was, the minute I heard it, I completely fell in love with the Waylon Jennies, and have been following them ever since. Initially, version 1.0 of the Jennies had come together for a one-time show in a Canadian music store, as the three members of version 1.0 of the Jennies are, in fact, Canadian. They're still around. And had such a great response from that one show that they decided to play together. They first released an EP called The Waylon Jennies that had 6 songs, most of which were brought in from solo projects by Ruth Moody, Nikki Mehta, and Carl Love. From there, they released their second album and first full-length album, 40 Days, that included more songs from those three. And then Carl Love left the band and was replaced by Annabelle Chvostek, who, after touring with the Jennies for quite some time and releasing the album Firecracker with them, went on to leave the Jennies also and was replaced by Heather Massey, who is, in fact, American, not Canadian, as Annabelle was also. So what do the Waylon Jennies sound like? Well, I hate to say that there are a plethora of influences for them, but there are a plethora of influences for the Jennies. On my iPod, I've put them into a category that I made up myself called Prairie Music, given the association that they have with a prairie home companion in my twisted little mind. Their sound is a lot of folk, a little bit of rock, and a wide variety of traditional music. And on their albums, they're backed up by full bands themselves, and occasionally, by nothing. They have, on each album they've released, done at least one a cappella piece that not only demonstrates how incredibly talented these three particular women are, but what an amazing instrument the human voice can actually be. The way that these amazing musicians manage to blend their voices and the vocal lines that they work out in harmony and counterpoint to each other are just amazing. And the most amazing part about it, at least for me, is that it's not just a construct of the studio. I've been lucky enough to actually see the Waylon Jennies twice, once in Connecticut and once here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And to see those three women, and now along with Jeremy, take the stage, something magical happens. And it may just have a lot to do with the sound of the acoustic instruments, as well as the mixing of their voices, but each time has been a show like no other show that I've ever seen. And they are almost always on tour, which does give me hope that they will in fact release a live album someday. Because while the two studio albums and the EP are amazing listens, never before have I seen a band that shines so amazingly bright as when they perform live. All of the studio versions of their songs translate so amazingly well into the three and now four members of the Waylon Jennies that these live versions don't lack anything at all. If anything, they're completely new expressions of the same songs. And they're just mind-blowingly complicated and intricate and delicate and simple and all of those things all at the same time. And they're just really nice people. I've had a chance to meet them after both shows that I've seen them at, and it's really amazing how there are such truly talented people out there who are genuinely decent people. They will and have sat there and signed and talked to people and met all of their fans after their shows, even raving fanboys like me. And in fact, I am a raving fanboy about the Waylon Jennies. What I am a fan of is their music. So what we'll do now is I'm going to play another promo for you for another fine podcast, which happens to be my latest audiobook addiction, and then we'll come back and I will introduce you to One Voice by the Waylon Jennies.
Something new from audiobooks.com.
When Ishmael Horatio Wong is orphaned by a flitter crash, he must make some hard decisions about how to survive in a company-owned universe. With limited time and fewer options, he lands a job as the newest hand on the solar clipper Lois McKendrick and learns the importance of a good cup of coffee. If you're a fan of space opera but always wanted a story with a different kind of hero, meet Ishmael Wong. He isn't the lost son of an overthrown monarch. He isn't the captain of the ship. He's not even an officer. He's not rich or tall or handsome. He's not particularly bright. He's just an average guy trying to make his way in the universe. In their tradition of half spacesuit will travel and farmer in the sky, Quartershare begins the story of profit, confusion, and the heroism of day-to-day in the deep dark. Set sail with Ishmael, Pip, Beverly, and the rest of the crew of the Lois McKendrick in Quartershare, a trader's tale from the golden age of the solar clipper. A new science fiction novel by Nathan Lowell. Find it on audiobooks.com today.
Damn, I love that book. And we're back. And as I promised, I am going to play for you now the song One Voice by the Waylon Jennies. It was written by Ruth Moody and is the lead song on the Waylon Jennies' first full-length album, 40 Days. I hope you enjoy it.
Such a choice. together in harmony. Surrendering to the mystery. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of voices three. This is
Not only is that one of my favorite Waylon Jennings songs, but One Voice is kind of the song that I think best epitomizes what the band is. That being said, I did mention something about episode 5.5 in the introduction to On the Podcast, episode number 5. And if you enjoyed One Voice by the Waylon Jennings from their album 40 Days, I encourage you to listen to the next podcast in your feed for On the Podcast. It's a little thing that I'm calling the Waylon Jennings Primer. I'm going to play for you my favorite songs from each of the members of the Waylon Jennings, including Kara and Annabelle. Unfortunately, I don't have anything that features Heather Massey on an album, but I'm also going to be playing the a cappella songs that were on each of the albums, and I'm going to throw in a piece of music that's available on the Waylon Jennings MySpace page that does in fact feature Heather Massey, so you as the distinguished listener can then hear Kara, Annabelle, and Heather, and compare the Waylon Jennings versions 1.0, 2.0, and the current 3.0 for yourself. So here is one last promo, and then we'll get you out of here with the usual message telling you how to get a hold of me, and if you are so inclined, please tune in to episode 5.5. Have a great week. Bye.
This is Bob. Before, Bob relied on the internet to enhance his geek status. After using Technorama for natural geek enhancement, Bob is rolling his 20-sided die, reciting Holy Grail lines, and answering Star Trek trivia with the best of them. And he has a happy missus at the home, too. Technorama for natural geek enhancement. Only available at chuckchat.com.
You've been listening to On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net. On the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. If you have a band and would like your music played on the Podcast, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at onthepod@gmail.com. Oh, and thank you, Waylon Jennings, for letting me play your music.